Good morning, children. Welcome to our fifth module. In this module, we are going to learn about the conservation of momentum. In our fourth module, what we learned? Yes, about Newton's third law. What it states? It states that for every action, there is equal and opposite reaction. They are equal in magnitude, but opposite in direction. If these two forces cancel each other? No, because these two forces act on two different bodies. So let us learn about today's topic, conservation of momentum. What is the meaning actually? Actually, this is very important law which has been deduced from Newton's third law of motion. What is this meaning? In an isolated and closed system, the total momentum of the system remains constant in time. What is the meaning of isolated system? In this, no external forces act. What is the meaning of closed system? Here, no mass enters or leaves. So, the linear momentum of each colliding body may change, but the total momentum P of the system cannot change. Let us see the meaning of this law. The statement of this law is, in an isolated system, the total momentum remains conserved. What is this meaning? When two or more bodies interact with one another, the sum of their linear momentum remains constant and is not affected due to their mutual action and reaction forces. Only the condition is no external unbalanced forces should be acting on the system of bodies. Let us prove this taking some two balls, spherical balls. See, suppose ball A mass is ma, ball B mass is mb, initial velocity of ball A is ua, and initial velocity of B ball is ub. So let us see. Suppose these two balls A and B are moving in the same direction along a straight line with different velocities. Just now I said ball A initial velocity ua and ball B initial velocity is ub. If ua is greater than ub, then these two balls collide with each other. See the figure in the PPT slide. So this collision has a short time in time t. So during collision, what happens? Force. So force exerted by ball A on B, that we will call it as F of AB. So another force again, it acts on these two balls, that is F of BA, force exerted by B on A. So let us assume that no other external unbalanced forces are acting on these balls. So after collision 40 seconds, then what happens? The balls move separately. Then VA becomes final velocity of ball A after collision. VB becomes velocity of ball B after collision. Then change in momentum of A becomes what? Momentum of A after collision minus momentum of A before collision. Yes, so it becomes MAVA minus MAUA. Then change in momentum in t seconds. with respect to rate of change of momentum of ball A. That is change on momentum of ball A by time taken. So what equation becomes then? MA VA minus MA UA by T. This is equal to force exerted by B on A. That is, so we call what force as per Newton's F of BA. As per Newton's second law of motion, what is Newton's second law of motion says? The rate of change of momentum. So, F of BA becomes MA VA minus MA UA by time T. Similarly, the rate of change of momentum of B, again using Newton's second law, MB VB minus MB UB by T. So this must be equal to the force exerted by A on B, that is F of AB. So F of AB becomes MB VB minus MB UB by T. Previously what we got? F of BA, that is MA VA minus MA UA by T. So as per Newton's third law, these two forces are equal but opposite in direction. So F of AB equal to minus F of BA. This means MB VB minus MB UB by time T equal to MA VA minus MA UA by T. You can cancel on both sides TT, then equation becomes MB VB minus MB UB equal to minus of I said. So sign becomes minus MA VA plus MA UA. Bring all V's one side and use another side. So equation becomes MB VB plus MA VA equal to MB UB plus MA UA. So this means MA VA plus MB VB becomes the total momentum of the two balls after collision. Then before collision, the total momentum of two balls is MB UB plus MA UA. Both are equal. So what is this meaning then? The total momentum of the two balls remains unchanged on collision. That means the total linear momentum is nothing but conserved and is not affected by the mutual action and reaction of the balls, provided no other external unbalanced forces acts on these two balls. So this expression we call it for Newton's law of conservation of momentum. Let us see how this law of conservation of momentum will be useful in our daily life situations. I said in the beginning, conservation of momentum is deduced from using Newton's third law. So whatever applications we learned in Newton's third law, all that applications will be applicable in this law also. So let us see example, flight of jet plane and rockets. How before firing the momentum of the rocket is zero. On firing, the burn gases rush out through the nozzle, in the which direction? Downward direction. So the rocket moves such that momentum of the rocket plus momentum of escaping gases becomes what? Zero. So this means momentum of the rocket equal to minus momentum of the escaping gases. What in this negative sign indicates? This negative sign says rocket moves upwards in a direction opposite to the direction of escaping gases. So the rocket moves upwards with momentum equal to the momentum of the escaping gases. In another case, you take recoiling of gun. Same. So how to take? Using law of conservation of momentum, you let us assume that M1 will be the mass of the bullet and M2 will be the mass of the gun, and V1 will become, take it as velocity of the bullet, V2 you take it as velocity of gun. So the total momentum of the bullet and the gun on firing, what it becomes? M1 V1 plus M2 V2, which is equal to M1 U1 plus M2 U2. What is M1 U1, M2 U2? Initial velocity. Initial velocity U1, U2 of the gun and bullet. So the total momentum before collision is M1 U1 plus M2 V2. Both are in initial stage. So M1 U1 plus M2 U2, the sum becomes 0. So mathematically what it becomes then? M1 V1 plus M2 V2 equal to the total momentum before collision, that is nothing but 0. Yes. So the equation becomes M2 V2 equal to minus M1 V1. So V2 we thought the velocity of the gun. So V2 equal to minus M1 V1 by M2. Again here the negative sign shows V2 is in a direction opposite to V1. Means what? The gun recoils or moves backwards when the bullet moves forward. As M2 is much greater than M1 and V2 is much smaller than V1. So the gun is much heavier than the bullet. Therefore, the recoil velocity of the gun is much smaller than the velocity of the bullet. We'll see one numerical problem based on this law. See the question in the PPT slide. See the figure in the PPT slide. Here, two gentlemen are playing hockey. How they are playing? Before playing, both will be at rest. See the figure. See, both are going to start the hockey game. First, see, they did not collide. While playing, they may collide each other. So see, let the first player be moving from left to right. By convention, left to right is taken as the positive direction, and right to left it becomes negative direction. So in symbols, M and U represent the mass and initial velocity of the two players. So here M1 is 60 kg, U1 is 5 meter per second, and M2 is 55 kg, and U2 is minus 6 meter per second. So the total momentum of the two players before collision it becomes 60 kg plus 60 kg into, sorry, 60 kg into 5 meters per second plus 55 into 55 into minus, as per the given, 55 into minus 6 meter per second, that is equal to how much we will get? After simplifying, we will get minus 30 kg meter per second. So if now if we take v is the velocity of the two players after the collision, the total momentum becomes, means after collision, so they both are falling on each other, you see in the figure. So the total momentum becomes m1 plus m2 into v, that is 60 plus 55, how much it becomes? 115 into v, that is 115 v. So as per law of conservation of momentum, these two will be equal. So using the law of conservation of momentum, the momentum before collision equal to the total momentum after collision. So before collision, the total momentum is, we got minus 30 kg meter per second. After collision, the total momentum is 115 v. So mathematically, v becomes minus 30 by 115. So that equal to 0.26 meter per. So now you see another problem. See the question in the PPT slide. M is 100 kg and U is 5 meter per second and V is 8 meter per second and T equal to 6 seconds. You must find out what is the momentum of ball 1, a momentum and P2 also and F. So let us see what is initial momentum, that is formula MU. So 100 into 5 will get 500 kg meter per second. Similarly, final momentum P2, that is MV, it becomes 100 into 8, 800 kg meter per second. So using Newton's second law, F equal to MA, that is M into V minus U by T. So 800 minus 500 is how much? 300. So 300 by 6 is 50 Newton. Yes. Like this, so many problems are there in your textbook. Please, children, you can go through and solve. Now, what we learned in this module? Law of conservation of momentum. When two or more bodies interact with one another, the sum of their linear momentum remains constant and is not affected due to their mutual action and reaction. The only condition is that no unbalanced forces should be acting on the system of these two bodies. So children, with this we finished force and laws of motion. So please, all the 5 modules, go through carefully. It will help to understand the chapter very clearly. So thank you, children.